What is up, El Paso, and to everyone else in the world listening today? This is your host, Jorge Luis Quintero, and welcome to another episode of Quintero o Dinero. We are out here live in El Paso, and let me just say, it feels great to be back home. To the El Pasoans that are making it through this pandemic, hey, let's keep moving forward, baby. For everyone who has survived 2020, reflect on that and take them into consideration. 2020 hasn't been an easy year. You know, we got 11 more days till the end of this month, until the end of this year, and 12 more days to the beginning of a new year. And with that being said, it's never too late to start building those good habits before the new year starts. I know everyone likes to do the New Year's resolution, but why not start now? Start building in those good habits, so by the time January starts, you're already on it. Anyways, in today's episode, our special guest is none other than Flavor Man. Bitch, I'm big Flavor, I don't do favors. For those of you who don't know Flavor Man, he is an upcoming artist in San Antonio, Texas. And let me just say, this man is grinding, this man is putting the hustle, and he is dropping bangers. He has his latest single, Tree Man. Make sure to check that out on YouTube. Again, this is Flavor Man, and check out his single, Tree Man. For all the people who don't know our San Antonio artists, make sure you check them out. They're gonna surprise you. There's talent in San Antonio. We just haven't been exposed to it. I also want to give a huge shout out to Malika Tiny for coming onto the podcast and being the special, special guest. By far, this was the most lit podcast. It was a great time, great vibes, great music. Just want to give you guys a heads up though, in the beginning of this podcast, it's a little freestyle session with live music by Breck Armstrong. So shout out to Breck for playing that live music for us. That was awesome. And then for Flavor Man and Malika Tiny bringing it down and tearing it up in the freestyle session. So I hope you guys enjoy. Let's bring them out to Flavor Man and Malika Tiny.
We're gonna freestyle real quick, huh? Hey. Alright. She said, I ain't got none. I started off with crumbs, I ain't had none. Freestyle king, I'm the chosen one. Flavor Man came and I ain't got a gun. These lyrical bullets. Yeah, I does it. Smoking in public, them bitches love it. It's Flavor Man, yeah, Flavor Man. Yeah, I'm standing tall, yeah, I am the man. I want 100 grand, I wanna make a plan to put my family on, because I am the man. Hey, I see you fly with the Adidas, huh? They rapping like cheetahs, huh? Hey. I'ma bring it back, freestyling in it, I'ma pass it back.
Pass it back. I got a fat sack.
Got a fat sack. Okay. Ain't like it like that.
Yeah.
Hey. We jamming in here. Pass me a fucking beer.
Okay.
I just shaved my beard. Looking real, real clean.
Clean.
Smoking weed like I'm a fucking fiend.
Fiend, like he a motherfucking fiend. Smoking
okay.
Weed.
Okay,
chilling
weed.
And surviving smoking. Here. I know a couple bitches wish I could disappear. I've been the baddest bitch since way then. I ain't seen a bear bitch who can.
Hey, okay. She said, I ain't seen another bitch like me. Who gon' do it just like Nike, huh? Walk in the mall, don't care about the price, G. Cause she gon' buy some new Nikes. She gon' get a Birkin bag. She gon' get her hair did. Hey, she gon' put on for her dang kids. And she ain't got no kids.
Oh, I thought you was finna grip.
Hey, we all
alright, let me get back to this freestyle. Gotta do the podcast. Gotta focus on the task. Gotta drink out the flask. Fuck the mask, fuck the pandemic.
Okay.
I hate this shit, this is epic.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'ma drink another Modelo for my body, yo. ¿Qué pasó, mi gente?
Hey.
A la vera con la pinche pandemia. Get that shit, Malika.
Hey, he said he on the empty. Yeah, I know a lot of the enemy. Yeah.
slow beat. Y'all was on it. Hey,
hey, that was awesome. That was awesome. Dope.
Hey, dope. Very different. Nah, because I'm a type, when I freestyle, normally it's like I'm on some like, oh, okay, I'm finna get on YouTube. I'm finna use surround sound. I'm finna just play some beats. Boom. It don't be on no live. Like, okay, huh. You know, normally I just put on beats. Like, huh, I'll tell my mama, hey, scroll down, pick one. Boom. Freestyle. It'd be like that. Oh, my mama, oh, rap about this. Rap about that. Make a hook about the live instrument. I'm like, it's different. The only thing we're missing is piano. That's the only thing we're missing, keyboard.
The piano?
Yeah, it's the only thing missing.
All right, so as far as like when you're making music, like this was really different for you because this was unexpected for me.
Yeah.
When you make music, like what's the process of how you make the music?
Normally when I try to make music, it's like I'm really gonna go off of the energy. Like when I first came out, it was more like kind of slow, kind of like preaching the streets, kind of telling the game for how it is. And when you look at today's rap nowadays, it's like most people blow up off of statements, most people blow up off of clout, it's off of what they say. So now I want something hard, I want something fast, a lot of beat, a fast snare, fast clap, you feel me? I need my stuff to smack, because what I'm finna say is like, you feel me? You hot or you not? Like, it's no other option. Like, you feel me, Malika? Am I lying? Like, you hot or you not? You
know,
yeah, it's no in between. You real or fake?
Straight up. And you're using your voice, you know? And I mean, it's
using
powerful.
Using your voice as an instrument.
Straight up, you're using your voice as an instrument. And you practice what you preach within that music.
Mm-hmm.
And your people are going to know that. Your followers are going to know that if you practice what you preach, you know?
Exactly.
Because people are going to know, like, all right, This was bullshitting, you know, this guy's all for the clout, because a lot of people now are just chasing it for the clout.
And that's true. That's true.
Yeah, and I mean, we got social media, we got all this stuff, and we got like an illusion. What do you guys think of social media within like how it's portrayed, like the rap industry?
You want this one? You
go first.
All right, so social media is everything with the music. If you a scrub, everybody gonna know you a scrub. All the females gonna know. You're invisible in the club. They know that you ain't got no money. So it comes with a persona first and an image, and then it comes with the music. You feel me? And if you don't have a persona and you don't have an image for this nowadays rap, it really ain't for you. If you look at most artists that blown up nowadays or sensations from YouTube, or there's something like comedy or a lane that put them on for where they at, you know? Like, you don't hear people riding around listening to Nas. I love Nas. I'm not going to disrespect Nas. You're not going to that. You ain't going to hear people listening to Lloyd Banks. You're not going to hear people listen to that, the real East Coast rappers, because rap started in New York. It started in the East Coast. You're not going to really hear that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like with social media and your persona and your image and the music that you put out, that's what's going to put you out there.
I feel like social media is a great platform to advertise and market your music, your art. You know, if you have a business and you're selling stuff, it's a great way to, like, you know, get yourself out there, network with other people. And it kind of, like, I feel like it helps a lot with people's, you know, success.
Yeah.
It plays a big role in it.
Because you see the growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, social media, it's like there's always like pros and cons, you know.
Social media, I feel like, reaches a way out to people that the radio might lack on, or that that the radio might lack off, or like the newsletters and the magazines. It just, you can see everything, you know what I mean? And you can, it touches more people and it's more relatable thing. So I feel like it's great for this generation right now.
And it's just global, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody could see from any other country. Hopefully, you know,
yeah.
That's at what least the, you hope. Yeah.
It helps to grind a lot.
It does. It just depends. Like, you know, if you use it as a tool, you know, it really all depends on how you use it.
And then, I mean, for some people, it's a good dating website, you know.
Hey, that's true.
But and that's true. That's true on the Facebook tip. But for what industries look at that potentially to sign you, they want to look at your subscribers, as in YouTube, as in Instagram, your Facebook like page, not the just the regular account, but your like page, your artist page, you know, your Instagram page, your YouTube subscribers. They want to catch people who have a following on all of those social platforms. And that's why I say some people be on that fake it till you make it, to where if you don't got the image, you don't got good music, people aren't going to really be in tune to you. If they don't want to be like you, feel like you, want to dress like you, want to eat like you, it's not It ain't for you. It ain't for you.
Right now, there's like a big rebellion against the music industry. Why is that? A lot of rappers are saying, like, fuck the rap industry.
Because like, they can have more... People are getting to the point to where they want to own more of their masters. They want to be able to say when or do and kind of organize, you know, their future, their career without somebody using them as a puppet. They want to, you know, express so they're taking their art the way they want to.
So the industry's taking advantage of these rappers or the artists, not even just rappers, artists in general.
There was a point in time of life where, you know, you did have a lot of labels that were getting over on artists and stuff like that. So
is there any big labels here in San Antonio?
Not that I know.
There's no labels in San Antonio yet. The only thing I would say that's really popping, that's really out, is Rap-A-Lot. If you ain't with Rap-A-Lot, you ain't with ESG, you ain't with the Sauce Factory, you ain't really got nothing going on. There's not that many labels down here in the hip hop scene, and the rap scene is started in Houston, and that's why Swisher. And Swisher House is signed to Rap-A-Lot. You know, Rap-A-Lot started a lot of this. You know. And it started ESG, it started Swisher House, it started the Sauce Factory, you know, so.
So you guys can both agree that San Antonio kind of lacks its culture and music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys being local artists, how do you guys think you guys can change that?
I guess coming more together and, you know, kind of making more moves together to get our name out there.
Amen. I felt like with San Antonio, how it used to be kind of different when we first was growing up. Like when I was in high school, I seen a lot of people that was on that were not mentioning names that inspired me to want to do it. But then I fast forward to it now, to everyone who's relevant in San Antonio that's doing music, pulling in views. They are kind of like in the 20s, 20 to 28, you know. But when I was rapping, those same people that I looked up to now were like, dang, they're touching 40, you know, and then almost kind of in the same position as they was. And then I see younger people who have more views. You know, Malika Tiny, she has more views than some of the older cats. And I felt like it's kind of messed up, like the OGs that's in San Antonio, without having to say the names of these artists, because I don't got time for no extra conflict behind it. Yeah. But I feel like the OGs that's in San Antonio don't really take the time to preach to the next generation that's trying to do this same lane, the next same thing, and they gonna do whatever they do. I wanted to rap because I wanted to. Now you got some people who rap because they follow their favorite artists or whatever the case the situation is. But I feel like the older people, OGs or whatever they call it, should take the time to preach to the up and coming artists that's trying to do something so they don't make stupid mistakes, you know?
Definitely. No, yeah, it's like what you would tell like your kids, you know, all you want to do is better them, you know, so you want to better the next generation. Why not? You know, I don't get why it's so hard for us humans just to help each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so simple.
At the end of the day, that's so true. All it is a share.
Straight
up. If I get everybody on my page that if I'm constantly posting music and you're sharing my content on all your social platforms, you did your job. And it didn't even cost no money. I ain't even need you to cash at me nothing. Just share my content.
All of us want to grow, you know? You know, I know back then it was very selfish. It's like, I got to go. You know, I got to, you know? I need to get all this, you know? Like, fuck everybody else. But like, now it's like, why can't we both have all this, you know?
True.
Like, everybody could have it.
True.
Thanks.
It's enough money for all of us. Literally. And then it comes to, it comes to a point to where I wish that San Antonio had resources for nonprofit organizations or anything inclined to where people that do want to do music, they can meet talent scouts, A&Rs.
Oh, like artist development.
Yeah, artist development, to where they can learn and get the skills. Because a lot of people I know don't have their ASCAP, don't know what that is. They don't know what TuneCore is. They wouldn't know what BMI is. You know, they don't know how to make money. They don't know how to get their music on like Spotify, iTunes.
Or they don't even know studios or like who's good photographer. They don't know like who can
graphic.
You know, they don't know really all the resources. So it would be nice to have something here to where it kind of helps people, you know, get their foot out, you know, start them up, like artist development.
That's true, facts.
There's so much art and stuff, like why not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're art.
And we don't have art schools like that much here either. Like, you know, like the musical schools,
yeah.
You can do like drama, music, and it's kind of focused on that. You have that in New York and you have that in California, but you don't have that here.
At all.
Like even like just from your names, like that's already like art right there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like your name, Flavor Man. How did you come up with the name?
Flavor Man. So I came up with the name Flavor Man because I felt like flavor, because I said, man, I got style, I got different, I'm gonna come at the approach it different ways, you know. I might come on some hard West Coast, I'm really on some hard West Coast rap right now. I'm down here in Texas, but I'm dropping hard flavor, you know. I'm with it, I'm seasoned up.
You don't do favors.
Yeah, I'm big flavor, I don't do favors. Yeah. For real. But no, I'm just saying, I'd rather be like lemon pepper, like double seasons, you know. If you ain't like that, I don't understand. Like, it's really not for you, you know. But yeah, Flavor Man, because I just said I got flavor, and then I looked at all the mains. I'm not being like that, but I will say that, like, Gucci Mane, Money Mane, it's a lot of mains. I said, ooh, I can be Flavor Man. I looked up on Google. Said, no, nobody got it. I'm going to be funny. I really was like that. Wow, there's no Flavor Man.
I think when we all try to choose a name for ourselves, we all go through the moment where we go to Google to search it up.
Because my original rap name didn't work. I used Big C when I first came out. But then just think about how many Big C's I went through.
Yeah.
And it was like...
I already know Little C.
Yeah, so I said, yeah, I got to go buy something that's going to stand out, that's going to always be remembered.
I respect that. So earlier you were saying something about West Coast, like you bring that West Coast rap. Are you from California?
No, I'm from Florida, but I've been living down here in Texas for a good minute. Man, I want to say shout out my boy Oso Flaco, the Oso Gang. I met somebody from California, from Compton. You feel me? He came down here. He didn't know nobody. He wanted to do some music. He said, man, I'm Flaco. All I do is drop bangers. I was just tripped out, like, who are you? And then he put me on Shoreline Mafia, and, you know, he put me on that West Coast style. I was still on that. I didn't came down yet, swing and I swerve. It's that, you know, and then he was like, hey, no. Let me show you something else. He was like, let me put you on that West. And I was like, ooh, you know. That's how I kind of stole my style, but I pay homage. I be real. I met him, and then it opened up a whole nother door to where I was like, oh, let me use this. Yeah, let me run with this little West Coast little drip, little, you know, just for the meantime, you know.
That West Coast music's always nice.
It is. It is nice.
I like the East Coast too. I like the jazzy part about it too.
Yeah.
I feel like East Coast is more funk. West Coast is just hard. Right. Honestly, bangers.
Yeah, they have bangers.
Your song Treatment, that was honestly a great song. The production, lyrics, everything, the video.
And that was so hard for me to put Treatment out because it's three people on that track. I did the verse, the hook, and I have Oso Ace, Oso Flaco, Oso Ace. He's stuck in, he be in Compton or he'll move to LA. He been down here, but he ain't really like Texas like that. So he was like, man, I can't deal with it here like that, bro. I'm going back to Cali. And he just left on me like that. Flaco stayed here for a little bit. Then he went to Austin. And then I dropped the song and I was like, man, I want both of y'all on the track. And the brother was all the way in Cali. And I was like, damn. But with God, how he worked, he was like, man, I'm gonna come bless your ass. He put that song out, man. Everything was butter. Low key, he produced the track, and I had Ace the Shooter, who shot Malik Itani's video. He did the video. It was fire
production and everything. How long did it take for you guys to make that video?
It was 2 days, 2 day video shoot. We was downtown San Antonio, and then we went to Garden Ridge and got an Airbnb. Everybody like followed, tagged along. All the females just wanted to be in the video. Everybody just wanted to be around.
So when I saw like the music video Tree Man, it didn't even look like it was San Antonio. That was the cool part for me. It was in San Antonio, right? The video?
Yeah.
See, to me, it didn't feel like San Antonio. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
And what was crazy, we shot the video at the Marriott Hotel. They kicked us out in like five minutes. 5 minutes, they kicked us out. But when they kicked us out, a lot of people didn't know that, like, the security was at the door. And then my homeboy was like, hey, we already paid Ace. Ace at the door. He like, if he leave, he leave. He packing up. So they told security, like, hey, we got to shoot the rest of the video. And we shot the rest of the video. And then they kicked us out. And then we switched and went to I forgot which hotel. We went to another hotel the same night. And then I know it was weird because we got kicked out. It was like 5 minutes. So we really only got like 10 minutes like to shoot there. I was really surprised how quick they kicked us out. Like, get the hell out of here.
It's a good though.
for real. Like, just to be honest with it. So that's why I said it became a second day shoot. And then we got smart. We were like, all right, well, we'll just get an Airbnb. And then that solved everything. There was no problem.
Yeah, that's what Malika's handy with and do.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognize that. Real recognize, bro.
Yeah.
So when making that song, did you have to hear the beat first?
When I made that track, to be honest, I really made the hook before I heard the beat. Yeah, and then when I heard the beat, it just stood out and had like this little funky sound. I was like, yeah, it's that one right there. And then I showed my partner, because he's from Cali. I was like, yeah, we done came a long way. Yeah, I'm on y'all swag. And then he was just ready to get on it. And his brother flew from Cali, because he ain't live here. So he flew from Cali to get on the song.
Nah, like I said, it was a vibe.
I appreciate that.
All right, so this is the next question that I have, and both of you guys can answer this. So I'm pretty sure I could kind of sum it up, but with music videos, you see guns, money, and ass throwing. So like, and that's what you mostly see. So why are those three like the most common themes?
It's just a trend that never left.
Keeping it in the culture, huh?
Yeah, keeping it in the culture. I guess I agree. It's like big baller status. It's just entertaining to look at.
It is pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks cool. It's like your imagination. Like if you just imagine yourself winning all this money, have all this money everywhere, girl dancing. You might just have some guns in it just to be extra. So I'll just entertain.
Why not, you know?
That makes sense.
I mean, if you think about it, like when we watch TV, like Scarface, people look up to Scarface.
That is my favorite.
See, that's mostly everybody's favorite. It's in my top five for sure. Facts. Everyone loves Scarface. And it's like, we want to live that image, but we don't want to live the life, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Because the image, I mean, if we could all be real, I mean, it looks pretty fun, you know, it looks pretty cool. I mean, everyone's got their own preference at the end of the day, you know? But I just find it interesting. That's why I was asking you guys.
Yeah.
Whenever you make music, are you ever under the influence?
Sad to say, yeah. To be honest, I have a lot of music to where I really would mostly be in my feelings and I would tell my stuff. Like, I don't care because I'm Aquarius. So,
you know,
we the crybabies of the zodiac sign. Like, we is. I'm going to say it. We some manipulating crybabies. So, and in my music, that's what I really, you know, but like, it'd be like that. I'm sad to say it. Yeah.
Hey, music's an expression of what you're feeling inside. I'm gonna try Hennessy with you guys for the first time.
Black Hennessy.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
Not trying it. I'm drinking it. Huh?
That was a good shot.
Cheers. This is shot. I thought I was gonna sip on this. Is shot? No way. I'm trying to finish this podcast, eh? Cheers.
Maybe that's like three shots for you.
So, you said you love Nas. Who did you grow up listening to?
Man, I grew up listening to people like Currency, people like Nas, Lloyd Banks, keeping it 100, because, you know, I'm from Florida, Dade County. But, you know what I'm saying? But I listen to a lot of people in the South still. I had to listen to Lil Wayne. You know, I had to listen to Trey. I had to listen to the whole rap a lot. Like, I'm not playing. Like, Yo Gotti. Like, I listen to everybody. Like, I don't have a filter to where some people, like, they just listen to the South. Like, no, I listen to really everything. I feel like music is even also medicine, you know? You feel me?
I've never heard of it like that.
It's medicine, too, because...
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It's very therapeutic.
When you ride...
Oh, yeah, you said that. You said that.
When you ride in that car...
I fucked up.
When you riding in your car by yourself and it's payday, you know what song you want to play.
That's true.
You know exactly what song you want to play on that aux. Or when you in your feelings and you at home, you know what you finna play. You know, it's going to soothe you. I'm just saying.
No, yeah, definitely. I don't think I could live without music.
Me neither.
Definitely.
Live and breathe. Wake up.
What made you want to become an artist, though?
Honestly, what made me want to become an artist was the fact that I like to do music and I produce at the same time as I like to rap, but I want to be able to put on for my family, put on for the culture. That's really what it's about, really. Just for the next, for the youth. You know what I'm saying? Put myself on, put my family on. I might be signed as an artist, but I might got somebody that I know, a manager or working somewhere in the HQ headquarters, you know? I just want to get my hands on some money real quick, put everybody in position of power.
So as a rapper, like, you represent, like, just more than just yourself, like your family, where you come from,
a lot of plates gonna have to get dished out when you look at it. Yeah, I got a lot of plates on my list.
I want me. You gotta feed the hand that fed you as well, you know?
Yeah. Rap is also like politics.
Yeah, for sure it is.
It's politics. Not that many people blow in your hood.
I should have voted for Kanye. City. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I had the podcast with him and Joe Rogan. I thought it was really good. Maybe I shouldn't have voted for Kanye, but hey, he turned my head for sure. He was on some stuff. That's true. Kendrick Lamar, I mean, so many rappers, especially from the West Coast. Well, even East Coast, too. They just don't really preach about it, but they talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to listen, you know?
For real.
I feel like the East talk about it in a different way, but then the West Coast, they preach about it. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. What do you guys think?
I think it's the opposite.
You think it's the opposite?
The East Coast preach about it, and then the West Coast, they talk about it. Because I think the East Coast don't think like anymore they feel.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And they do.
They go through more. I feel like.
And most of them are my, and I agree with her, because most of them are my favorite rappers, and they kind of sad. Like,
they
kind of sad.
They go, I feel like the hood in the East Coast might be different than the hood in the West Coast. Like, they have a little bit more fun on the West Coast. East Coast is always so serious.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe over there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in Boston last weekend. Different. I know Boston's completely different from New York, but it was just a different vibe. For sure. A lot of Irish people.
I feel like Cali is a bowl of different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Cali is really where it's at. It's really kind of different. A lot of people don't understand in Cali, like, that's where it's at. Like, there's record labels there. There's people who want to be independent, and that's cool. You know, you can be independent all you want. I know if you just wanna, but if you're trying to be independent, you know, you have a lot of money behind your name. You know, that's what a lot of people don't know. Like, if you're really an independent artist out here, you got a lot of money behind your name, and you got people supporting you to put you on. The label puts money in your pocket and guarantees you radio play. So that's kind of why they kind of slave you to them contracts, because you get that cash up front, you get that radio play up front, you know, and then they slave you to, we'll give you this much money type shit, but you gotta pay this much back then, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of people now that's blowing up and don't even have to worry about that. Like, straight independent, straight off of YouTube.
So,
you know?
Yeah. So, like, the industry is just making more money than you're supposed to make.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's not even right.
Yeah, the industries, yeah, they're going to make more. If they're going to sign you for, like, somebody like me, which I wouldn't want to, if they was, like, $1 million, I'm going to take that $1 million. And most people take the wrong deal the first time, but I'm the type of person, if I get $1 million, I can put my family in position. But if he gave me $1 million, he got $100 million at that. If someone can give you one, you know, they got 100 of them at the house type. So you kind of did sell yourself short, but I'll mess around and be able to put people in position of power.
And it's a stepping stone for you to put yourself in
that. Right? Mm-hmm. Definitely. The label got good and bad, for real. Mm-hmm.
It's a finesse.
It gets you in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I definitely like that. Do you think if you guys were to move to California, your music would blow up better? At a higher rate?
I wish I could, like, right now, how I did something with Cali, I wish I could have music going in L.A. And I want to be in Hollywood Boulevard, Beverly Hills, I'm going to tell y'all right now. And then also I want to be in Florida, Miami. I want to be in Fort Lauderdale, Pensacola, Miami. South Beach. If you ain't got stuff out there too on that end, it's more, you know, you got to open up more variety, more doors.
Okay, so I respect that. I respect what you want, but how much work are you putting into what you want?
A lot. It's about how you put the song out. I believe in collaborations. I'm about making bangers. That's what I want to do.
The Latino culture, like in reggaeton and all that stuff, that's what they're doing. It's just they're getting all these good artists and they're putting them together and just making bangers.
Mm-hmm. And they do.
Yeah, and that's what DJ Khaled's trying to do too. He just puts a bang.
That's how he came up.
Straight up.
He's smart. DJ Khaled is real, real smart. He would, what song would put him out there that, damn, that's gonna, it's the tip of my tongue.
It's with Akon, right?
We the best. Yeah. Akon. We the best. No, it's
We Taking Over.
We take. Oh, yeah, yeah. We Taking Over. He bought the beat, so We Taking Over. Pay for features to get on the song, but he owns that track. He bought the beat. He's getting his cash, and he didn't even rap a verse on there, and it says featuring DJ Khaled. He's not even on the song. Like, features is I'm saying is where it's at, because you got people who's kind of selfish, and it's cool. You can put out songs yourself because you want to rap because you wanted to, but features is kind of different because it's like you can push a song harder if you got someone else pushing it with you with that same momentum.
Definitely.
It can work itself out.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Every artist is different, you know. Every artist works a different way, and it's, I mean, like, look at Ray Shremmerd. I feel like Slim Jim, he's better with Swae Lee than he is by himself, but Swae Lee is like both. Like, he can be good by himself and then could be good together, you know. So Swae, it's like
Swae Lee has his like own style to him that's very authentic. It's very different. You immediately, and when you look at him, he looks like a star. You just like automatically gravitate to him. But Slim, I like Slim too a lot.
Nah, Slim's cool. He's a vibe.
Yes.
Definitely. When you guys dedicate your day to like just music, how much time are you putting?
When I dedicate a day just to myself for the music, like I've had times to where I've gotten a room. I get a room because I have my own like a basic studio. You know, it's neat. It's cool. I get a room. Chill, get ducked off, bring the PS4 type stuff, get some wings, stop, might call a female over, and then I'll try to put something out that I would want to do, you know? I put my all into it, to be honest. If I really want to be honest, like, I give my whole day to it, but I got to get this money in. I got a lot of other things I got ahead of me, so sometimes I might put it to the side, for real, but music is everything.
I respect that. Okay, San Antonio is very segregated. I hope we can all agree. How is the hood here in San Antonio?
Like the gang, like with
just in general, like
because like San Antonio's other side of San Antonio than like
like San Antonio, it's getting rowdy.
Yeah.
Down the block in McCullough by Pollos Asados, like someone just got shot. It's just getting crazy.
Yeah. It's no more, I feel like, this side or that side. It kind of all came together. It's like one big old catastrophe everywhere sometimes.
You ask me, San Antonio is a baby Compton, you know?
Really?
It's a baby Compton.
I like that.
You know, San Antonio, or some people will be like, San Antonio. San Antonio, you know, they say it like that. You know, it's so...
Antonio.
It's cool here. It's a mixed variety of people, you know, but I say it's best just to stick to what side of town you're from, you know, because it got its own good and bad to every side, you know. I say there's some places worse than here, but it is getting ugly here, like real ugly, honestly.
Malika, you grew up here. You're born and raised here?
Mm-hmm. Born and raised here.
But I just kept hearing like San Antonio was like a hot spot.
Yeah, like he said, Compton, I was saying like the next Chicago because the crime rate...
It's picking back up, huh?
Really
not picking
is.
Back up, picking up.
Yeah.
So, as far as yourself, Leva, I mean?
Yes, sir.
What makes you different as an artist compared to other artists?
I say with the style to have variety. That's why I said Flavor Man. Some people want to have just one style. I don't want to have one style. I switch it up. I don't believe in just using one preset. I'm going to use something else. I might use autotune. I might be on autotune. I might give you raw vocals. I might give you some trap, or I might give you some Cali. I might do what I like in New York and give you some of my sad shit. I'm like, you feel me? But
so you're being diverse with it. You're being,
yeah. I like but that. I really like to put out bangers. Like my next track I'm going to have is going to be in Miami. Like I want some to put out with some Miami artists. And I have some people in mind that I know that I wanted to do something with out there. So I can have some with the Zoes out there and put on. Because like I said, my family, my dad's from Miami, Florida. My mom's from Waco. So I'm really plugged in Miami just because of my father, you know.
I respect that. You got to keep the family close. And it's tough because you're far away.
Yeah. And they be wanting me to come back. And when I come, they like, oh, Flavor Man. You know, they like, I ain't seen you. And then they don't even call me Flavor Man. They just call me Texas.
They call you Texas.
They don't even care. They be like, he's Texas, you know, but it's a whole Texas. Different. Yeah, it's a
that's
whole.
That's a dope rap name, though. Like, what rapper do you know named Texas? You got New Jersey or Jersey. You got New York. York or?
Nah, it's just because
Cali.
There's really not that many Texas people that be in Miami. Well, my dad, Miami Gardens. Like, well, I'm really where Trick Daddy from, where Trina from. You know, Rick Ross from, you know, I've been to his Wingstop before, you know, like, I'm just keeping
you
it.
You love Wingstop, don't you?
Yeah, I love Wingstop.
That Wingstop's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to try that place. I didn't get enough traffic, but I'm trying to try that place. It used to be on Austin Highway.
Wayne's
Wings.
That's the best. I don't want to do Wingstop. I would do Wingstop like that because Wayne's.
Wayne's is, I used to work for Wayne. Wayne's food is really dope.
Yeah.
They all come from his soul.
Yeah.
I love the lemon pepper, the spicy. The spicy lemon pepper, it's like a dry rub on some fried wings or something.
I like the Supreme and the Duke.
You like the Duke? The Duke is like barbecue and like, I think it's like kind of tangy, but it's barbecue.
Oh my God.
You know, I used to work
there. Lately, I've been doing buffalo and lemon pepper on the same wing.
Yes.
They got that.
That sounds amazing. So I need to hit up that place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one of the last questions I wanted to ask you before we close this out is, what impact do you want to leave behind with your music?
The fact that I know that if I really do this music right, it's going to teach me structure. It's going to teach me business. You know, I'm going to really be more professional about it because it's not just about just recording music and then just uploading it. You know, it's really a business behind it.
I liked how you said structure. I mean, it goes like with everything in life. But I like that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I wish you the best of luck. I hope you keep making some great music. How can people follow you, or where can they follow you so they can hear your music?
The fact you can follow me on Flavormane, FlavaMayne, Flavormane. Like, you can Google me. I'm happy. I picked the name. Nobody got, I ain't got to put 01 or nothing. Flavormane. I'm the only one.
Hey, Flavormane don't do favors.
Yeah. For real.
No, I mean, it was an awesome time having you in this podcast. I want to thank Malika Tiny for being a special, special guest.
Thank you.
You know, it was keeping it real. And let's just keep supporting our artists here in San Antonio. Let's all keep going. Let's all get that fucking money. You know what I'm saying?
For real, for real.
It was an awesome time with you guys. Thank you, guys. One more time, I want to thank Flavormane for coming onto the podcast. Bitch, I'm Big Flavor. I don't do favors. Make sure you check out his music and make sure you're showing love to your local San Antonio artist. I want to give a huge shout out to Malika Tiny for coming onto the podcast as well and showing some love. I'm excited to see what the future holds for Malika Tiny and Flavormane. I also want to thank NK Music for making the awesome beats to my intro and JC3 Studios for the awesome beats to the outro. Make sure you check them out as well, as they are always making them fire beats. And I want to thank Nikita Aguilar for always taking the amazing pictures. Last but not least, I want to give a huge shout out to the listeners for always supporting the podcast. If it wasn't for you guys, I probably wouldn't be doing any podcast. So thank you for supporting and showing some love. That is all, folks. Que todo está calmado en el barrio y vive la raza.